there, everyone. You're listening to ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Artie Coldwater, and this is Screenshot, where we feature the best of video game, movie, and television soundtracks. We have a symphonic suite from the Marvel movie, Thor Ragnarok, coming up soon. But first, I want to share with you music from the show Giggle and Hoot. This Australian show is about the adventures of Giggle, a crazy inventor who happens to be a great musician too, and his friend Hoot, an owl who loves to dress up and play music too. And as much as they love to play and have fun, they also like to sing songs too, and we're going to hear three of them. First, Go Gigglesaurus, which is all about Giggle's favorite toy, a dinosaur. Then Hoot Hoot, It's a Lovely Day. And finally, Hoot's Lullaby, which is the song that Giggle sings to get Hoot to go to bed. From the show Giggles and Hoot, that was Go Gigglesaurus, Hoot Hoot, It's a Lovely Day, and Hoot's Lullaby. What fun songs there. Did you like them? I sure did. This is Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm Marty Coldwater. I have one more piece of music for you, and it's an orchestral suite from the movie Thor Ragnarok. This is the third Thor movie in the Marvel Universe. This time he's taken to a mysterious and colorful planet, led by the quirky Grandmaster. Along with the action in this movie, there's lots of humor and science fiction elements that are really supported by the score, which was written by Mark Mothersbaugh, who was also the leader of the 1980s band Devo. He mixes elements of both symphonic classical music along with electronic music and beats, which gives the movie both a sci-fi sound and plays into the humor. That was the symphonic suite from the movie Thor Ragnarok. Did that music take you to outer space or what? Thanks for listening to Screenshot here on ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater. If you enjoyed this program, we'd love to hear from you. Email us your messages, requests, or ideas to screenshot@allclassical.org. And until next time, just keep playing.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio. With 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem, we provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be driving 6 white horses when she comes. She'll be driving 6 white horses when she comes. She'll be driving 6 white horses. She'll be driving 6 white horses. She'll be driving 6 white horses when she comes. We'll all go out and meet her when she comes. comes. Yes, we'll all go out and meet her when she comes. Oh, we'll all go out and meet her. I know I'll go out and greet her. Yeah, we'll all go out and meet her when she comes. She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes. She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes. She'll be wearing red pajamas. Why's she wearing those pajamas? She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes. Chicken and dumplings when she comes. Yeah, we'll all have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Oh, we'll all have chicken and dumplings. I love those chicken and dumplings. We'll all have chicken and dumplings when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Around the mountain when she comes.
That's a traditional folk song called She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain. I always wonder, where is she going? Coming up is poetry time, and this poem is out of this world. But right now is another American folk song called Oh Susanna.